Hello, welcome to Literally from the North Shore, and thank you for tuning in. Today we will conclude our reading of My Spirit, My Journey, A Beginner's Guide, How to Discover, Decide, and Delight in Your Spiritual Journey by Teresa Williams. It was published in 2015 and will be read to you here by Teresa Williams, the author. What is a spiritual journey? Why do people see things, hear things, know things? Are there others like me out there? How do I know what's right for me? How come some people are so happy with their lives? Who do I ask about this? Am I crazy? What's with these weird dreams? Is there some way to figure out what my purpose is? Answers to these questions and more can be found in this book. Think of it as a friendly guide, pointing you in a direction for you to see what adventures await you. Teresa Williams is a speaker, best-selling author, and new beginner's expert. She holds space for others to learn about themselves and to open their mind to new ways of thinking, allowing and assisting them to be, do, and have the things in life they desire. She loves singing, playing guitar, road trips, good times with friends, and being in nature. In addition to authoring 3 books to date, Teresa wears many hats, including one as a KTWH program host for the new Beat Farm on rotating Friday nights at 5, with a repeat on Sunday at 3. As our musical touchstone to accompany this reading, I have chosen songs by Enya, Echoes in the Rain, and Pilgrim. There will be 3 episodes in this presentation. Please join me now for the final episode of My Spirit, My Journey by Teresa Williams.
Remember, if you are just starting to learn or practice something, be patient with yourself. If it resonates with you, stick with it. If you find it doesn't feel like what you need, try something else. Life is about feeling good, and being armed with some feel-good strategies is important when you're feeling off-kilter. Now that you've got a few tools for dealing with those everyday things that throw you off, you are ready to forge ahead. Variety is the spice of life. Learning new things or a new way of doing things helps you decide what you prefer and what direction you would like to pursue. The next chapter is chock full of subjects you can find out more about. Don't hesitate to explore everything that resonates with you. This is your journey. Chapter 6. Where can this journey take me? This chapter is about ideas. There are so many wonderful and beautiful things to explore about spirituality. You will see how it is really right there in front of us all the time, giving us opportunities to be of service, change how we respond to certain situations, and learn to see things from a different perspective. Below are some keywords and phrases to plug into your favorite search engine and start checking out what interests you. I've also listed a few websites you may find useful. I had so many questions in the beginning and spent many hours online researching different subjects. I am happy to have found some great newsletters to sign up for, joined some awesome groups, gained much knowledge, and made many new friends just by starting to search. These are in no particular order. Pick what resonates with you and start investigating. Enjoy! Keywords and phrases. Setting intentions. Natural medicine. Astrology. Decluttering. Connecting with spirit guides. Blogs. Courses. Books. Prayer. Therapies. Dream interpretation. Mediumship. Sacred geometry. Oracle cards. Runes. Clearer messages. Yoga. Hypnosis. Spiritual forums. Podcasts. Numerology. Happiness. Articles. Seminars. Rituals. Affirmations. Astral travel. Healing. Surrender. Spiritual gifts. Tarot readings. I Ching. Personal power. Meditation. Reiki. Angels. Empath. Psychic. Mastermind groups. Self-care. Chanting. Chakras. Channeling. Workshops. Paranormal. Abundance. personal growth, spiritual growth, crystals, clearing, divination, metaphysical, past life regression, shamanism, spiritual communities, vision boards, mindful eating, helping others, drum circles, dance, journaling, animal communication, releasing blocks, setting boundaries, empowerment, spirit guides, smudging, grounding, intuition, aromatherapy, power animal, EFT or tapping, mantras, positive quotes, angel numbers, manifesting, ascended masters, elementals, indigo children, inner guidance, expos, videos, gratitude, soulmates, source energy, classes, acupuncture, law of attraction, feminine power, fairies, star children, clarity, retreats, meetups, spiritual alignment, energy healing. Websites: attractyourdesires.com, allspiritual.com, hayhouse.com, blogtalkradio.com, ted.com/topics/personal+growth, abraham-hicks.com, dictionaryofspiritualterms.com, intenders.com, selfhelpontheweb.com. This is just a sampling of what there is to dig into. Depending on where you live, there may also be New Age stores you can go to for classes or workshops, or find a group to join. I believe it's very valuable to have some type of consistent interaction with like-minded people. It feels good to have someone validate you, and you learn from each other. You can get click-happy on the internet and literally spend hours trying to find the answers to all your questions. There is so much information you can never read it all. As time goes by, you'll be drawn to some things more than others. The things you're drawn to are what you are meant to see, hear, know, and do. It's easy to get overwhelmed in the beginning, to want to know everything you can, as fast as you can. Next, I'll share some tips and encouragement for you as you begin to navigate your way. Chapter 7, Tips and Encouragement. If you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or overloaded at this point, it's okay. The following is the best explanation I've heard that takes the confusion out of what it means to be on a spiritual journey. Kathy said, "This journey is like a cell phone. We know there are no wires and that there are some towers somewhere that the radio waves bounce off of. I know there are different types of phones. Old flip phones, iPhones, track phones, and some don't even have any phones. I know that there are many different companies, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and many different plans, minutes as you go, unlimited text, data, and usage. We may not understand exactly how, if there were a group of people in one room with all these different types of phones, different carriers and plans, can all make a call and connect to whomever, from wherever, across town, across the world. But it works for them all. They connect to whomever they are choosing. It seems kind of incomprehensible, but if it works for each individual with their particular phone, plan, and carrier, that is perfect and exciting for them. Same with this journey. It will be perfect for whatever you are led to. It may be different for your closest friend, but know that's okay too. You may not understand how it works, but stay out of judgment and don't buy anything as truth so you can expand everything that comes to you. Know you'll connect to whomever or whatever is perfect for you. You can't go wrong. No matter the path you choose, there is no right or wrong way, only the way that feels good to you. It is okay to be different. Everyone is unique, special, and loved. We are all on different paths, yet we are all one. You are not alone. Here are a few tips. Notice signs and symbols. Write down your dreams. Find a teacher or mentor. Don't overthink. Trust yourself. Keep a gratitude journal. Create a sacred space for yourself. Ask questions. Don't compare yourself to others. Take a step in the direction that calls you. Take time for yourself alone. Find like-minded people to talk with. Be open to new ideas. As you move forward, watch for things to show up as signs you are going in the right direction. Things that are called coincidence by most people are synchronistic events that are supposed to happen. They are not merely chance. For example, when I first started paying attention, as I call it, I was sure there was no one else in my area that thought like this, let alone anyone I could talk to or ask questions of. Then I saw an advertisement for a holistic healing and psychic expo in my area. I just had to go. I was surprised how many people there were, including people I had seen around town. I found out these expos happen twice a year here, so I continued to go. I can't begin to tell you the difference I feel about so many facets of my life since I have had the opportunity to follow my curiosity and learn that it is okay to be on my own path. I don't have to be what someone else tells me is the right way to be or follow the masses to be happy. I choose what I believe, what makes me happy and peaceful. I treasure the bonds I have formed with the people I've met as a result of following what feels good and right to me. I've come to realize there are many people full of love and acceptance who are interested in helping others, not for personal gain. They truly care about others' well-being. Meditate. Join a group. Ask for divine assistance. Go to a workshop. Look for the lesson. Pay attention to what resonates. Just take a step, even a small one. Enjoy the feeling of accomplishment of that first step. Once you get the ball rolling, the synchronicities start happening. You'll feel better and better, and your vibration will get higher. The possibilities are endless. I'd like to share some bits of encouragement from my friends. Nicole S. says, "Remember that it is okay to be different from everyone else. It is actually better. We are more unique and, in the long run, in my opinion, more humble. It is great to have the gift you have, and it makes you the person you are today. Be proud and stay strong. There are others out there like you." Bert says, "The hardest step you will take is to just start. Stop dabbling and reading and start doing." Angel says, "There has been far too much fighting and religious controversy. We must all come together and conduct in peace and harmony, and learn from one another. There is no one right belief. We grow strong and inspire each other through unity." Juliana says, "Notice signs and symbols. These are your guides. Listen. Do you hear something two or three times, a book title, a comment or word that sparks your curiosity? Follow it. What are your dreams speaking? I spent years unable to feel my heart, but some other part of me was functioning and drawing me towards the places, resources, and people I needed to meet to assist me in clearing the debris. Even if you have yet to feel or experience it, trust, you are not alone. You are being guided. Follow joy, compassion, kindness, and gentleness, even if it is but a brief moment of your day, and trust you will receive exactly what you need. Find teachings, teachers, mentors that help you access your heart and your own authentic power, for only you can determine what is the right path towards your awakening. Develop your capacity to enter the unknown, for the only thing that is ever certain is change. And the more we can develop our capacity to sit in the unknown, find stillness in the midst of chaos, the greater our capacity to move with the shifting times. Lastly, this journey is not meant to be walked alone or in isolation. Find your tribe. Connect with a being or beings who validate and support your becoming, your thriving, and inspire love in your heart. For much of my adult life, this was an elder who needed assistance. I used to wonder why I liked old people so much. I came to understand that they could love me no matter what. They also gave me an opportunity to show up with my kind and gentle loving self, most critical in my life when I could not show up this way for myself. Eric says, take a step. It doesn't matter how big or how small. A step is a step. No journey can ever begin without taking a step. Kim B. says, quiet your mind and listen. If you are awakened at all hours in the night and early mornings, take time to write down the thoughts going through your head. Some of my best poetry and ideas presented themselves at those golden hours before sunrise. Make time for yourself to do what you love. Create a place you can call your own and designate a specific time to visit that place. Announce it to everyone that needs to know so they can come to expect that to be your time. Know your importance. Know you are worthy. What you do does matter. Christy says, read. Read anything you can get your hands on and you have an interest in. Knowledge is power on all levels. Practice these things you read and learn. Get involved with a conscious group of people. Conscious goes beyond psychic. Being conscious is a great way to live your life, awakened and aware. Be yourself no matter what, in all situations. Be true to you. Explore. Play. The universe does have a sense of humor. Toria says, start within and work your way. Be aware. If something attracts you, investigate. Read, ask questions, talk to knowledgeable people. Observe, experiment, experience. Most of all, take what you need and throw the rest out. Remember, we all learn at our own pace, and the best lessons learned are through experience. My journey is mine, yours is yours. They may or may not be similar. Jeannie says, read, 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 anything that truly interests you. There's many interviews on the internet of spiritual teachers. Listen to them. Expose yourself to as many experiences as you can, workshops, classes, etc. You don't need to know what your path is. You only need to live and trust that you are always on your path. One day you'll discover that you are doing what you love. That is your path, and it may change over the years as you grow. One step leads to another. It is a great adventure if you just trust that you are being led. Each morning I play, use me as you will. It is a sense of freedom that occurs to know that you will be where you need to be and will meet those you need to meet. We just need to open and allow the universe, God, to work through us. Amy says, hook up with Hay House Radio and listen to a few shows. Tune in to what is going on with Sounds True. These are two resources where you will get yourself on some fantastic email lists, which will move you into learning about many more modalities in the spiritual arena. Or, dive right in and ask the universe to bring you the resource about spirituality which would be best as an introduction for you. Once it arrives, digest the information and ask for more. Or, realize you have all of the information you need inside of you, and take up a meditation practice, or live aware of everything going on around you, and peel it apart to see the core truth within each situation. Do it your way. That is the only right way. Kim S. says, try to find other people like you. I really felt like I was understood for the first time when I went to a psychic workshop. Not only do you get to meet other people with gifts, you are also able to work on and improve the abilities you have, as well as other abilities you may not have thought to tap into. Brianna says, if you have a weird urge to do something out of the blue, do it. There is a reason for that feeling or urge. I believe that everyone has a gift. half the fun of having a gift is exploring and finding that gift. How boring would it be if everyone just knew what their gift was? It's like when people ask me during a reading who their soulmate is. How boring would it be if we were just all matched right away with our soulmates? Most of the fun is in the adventure of finding your soulmate and making mistakes along the way on your journey. It just makes you appreciate something so much more if you have to work to achieve it. Be open, learn, explore, and embrace it. Kathy says, ask expansive questions. Ask your angels, spirit guides, past loved ones, God, whomever you choose. Here's how I explain it to help you in asking for help. Angels, for example, can't intercede unless you ask for help. I suggest that you ask questions by using the question, what? What's my next step? What will bring me more clarity? What can be better than this? What's right about this? When we ask questions with what, we go into the right brain. The right brain is connected to the creative, imaginative, infinite brain, and is also the easiest for the spiritual information to filter through. When we ask questions with how is this going to work? How am I going to do this? We go into the left brain. We can only get answers or solutions or information from whatever we have heard, seen, done, or learned in this lifetime. It is very limited, so our answer or solution or information is going to be very limited. So when you ask using the question what, and we do not look to answer it in our mind, our spiritual beings are here to help us with solutions we may not have even thought possible. It is incredible. All right, we're charged up, ready to go. Chapter 8, what is my next step? Here's a quote from a song by Shinedown called I'll Follow You. The first step is the one you believe in, and the second one might be profound. By doing what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. Do something new to get something new. You don't know where you'll find your aha moments. You are where you are, and that is the perfect place to start from. The choices you have made and the beliefs you have are what have gotten you to where you are now, in this moment. One choice you made was to read this book. I hope you've gathered new insights and much useful information. I am very grateful to have been a source for your expansion. Here are a few suggestions to get you started. Read. Go to the library, download a Kindle book, some are free. Find articles online that interest you, download free ebooks. Take classes. There are many classes online you can take. Depending on where you live, there may be some New Age shops that offer classes or workshops on various topics. Some holistic healers and wellness practitioners in your area may conduct those classes too. Find groups. This will help immeasurably to have others to discuss things with, learn from, and share. Facebook and Meetup are a couple of places to find groups, and there are many, many privately organized groups. Meditate. If you are new to it, it may take practice for you to quiet your mind. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Personally, I like guided meditations since my mind tends to wander when it starts getting quiet. There are many guided meditations online. YouTube is a great source. Ask. Ask questions that are expansive. For example, what am I truly capable of? Don't try and answer it. Just send out the great vibe that comes with it, feeling so capable. Ask others about their experiences. Ask the universe. Ask God. Be sure to listen for the answers and be grateful for getting them. Listen. Listen for words that grab your attention. In a conversation, on television, in a song. There is a reason they get your attention. Listen to telesummits, podcasts, interviews. There's many knowledgeable people out there speaking on topics you are curious to know more about. Research. Search on the internet to find out more about some keywords or phrases that interest you and see where that leads you. Explore the websites mentioned earlier. You will never get it done. Each thing you learn and each new experience you have will bring a thirst for more. It's not about getting to a certain place. It's all about the things you learn and experience along the way that bring the changes, the aha moments, the joy you didn't think was possible. It's all about the journey. What's your next step?
You have been listening to the final episode of My Spirit, My Journey by Teresa Williams. Please remember that if you miss an episode, you can find it by going to our website, ktwh.org, and clicking on Programs, and then Literally from the North Shore on the drop-down list. Each week we will post the episodes from the prior 2 weeks for you to catch up on. Please join me next time for more good stories, here on Literally from the North Shore. Each heart is a